middle of discussing the 3 weeks, the Bein HaMetzorim. We're going to discuss the concept of Shabbos and the Bein HaMetzorim. In this Mirish of Shabbos, in the Piyut that we call Kol Mekadesh Shevi Karoy Loi, whoever is Mekadesh, the seventh day Karoy Loi, goes on a little bit, and then it comes to a phrase over here. I have a Hashem, the lovers of Hashem, Hamechakim, who yearn Bevinyan Ariel for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, B'yoyim HaShabbos, on the Shabbos day, Sisu V'simchu, be happy and rejoice, Kimekable Matan Achliel, as if receiving the gift, the matan of the Yerusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of God's inheritance. In the Siva Shalom, says, what is going on over here? Sir, beer. This needs explanation. What is the answer that we're saying? I have a Hashem that if you love Hashem and you yearn for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, on the day of Shabbos, be happy and rejoice, as if receiving the gift of God's inheritance. What's the answer? I'm yearning for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and the answer is, Sisu B'Simchu V'Mekav Matan Nachliel on Shabbos, B'Yom HaShabbos. Where is the connection? Simple question. What do you want them to be happy for? They're still mid. They're yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, and they don't have it. It says in the Gemara in Tainis, we are not noyeg in yonei avelus and Shabbos. Va'afilu Tisha B'av shechal b'Shabbos. Even if Tisha B'av falls down on Shabbos, oichol the suda shleim b'shaatoi. You would eat a suda, right? The suda right before even on right before Tisha B'av. It's on Shabbos. On Shal Shudas, you eat a suda like shleim hamelach b'shaatoi. He says, it's mashma, even if you don't usually eat a suda like shlam, you never have such fancy foods. You never have it. It's Tisha B'av, it's the ninth of Av, Shabbos. Eat, enjoy. What's going on? What's the pshat on that? Oy damru, she'ein b'nei beis hamidosh doicha Shabbos. The rebuilding of the beis hamidosh is not doicha Shabbos, the Gemara in Yevamos. V'chol zeh time boy. Why not? Oy tzarech lahavin haloshiv lahavin haloshiv b'yeim haShabbos sisu v'simcha alam sinu mitzvah simcha v'Shabbos. What's a sisu v'simcha? We have a loshon of simcha. Where do we see simcha? We see b'samachti b'chagecha. We see on b'chagecha to have a simcha. Where do we see by Shabbos? Ma'ayin in l'smayach davke mekabli matan achliya ma'akesha b'in b'in in yonim eilu. The efshel of our ha'inyin b'kamei fan. There's different ways to answer this. The Yom Chazal says in Tainis, but my chosid to enter in of Nesim Bel Shleim of Atosh of Leib Mavi and Chasunas of Yom Chasloi Boy. Yom Chasunasai, the day of the Chasunas and Matan Torah. That is the day of Matan Torah. The Yom Simchas Liboy, and the day of the joyous heart, is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Hainu, the Yom Chasunasai, who bechina nesuin shehoi b'matan teira. The Yom Chasunasai refers to the nesuin that happened at Matan Teira when Rabbeinu Shlomo gave Klal Yisrael the Teira. There was an inyan of nesuin. The Yom Simchas Liboy, and the day of the joyous heart who bechina yichud v'habol beis shehoi beis hamikdash. And that's the yichud part after the nesuin. There's something called yichud, and that refers going into the beis hamikdash when Klal Yisrael was zeichud to the beis hamikdash. They were hugging each other. This bechina of this love, of this concept of having the nesuin and the yichud also is on Shabbos Kodesh. Hein bechina yem chasun maso is a matan teira. Who commemorates my mechazal, who yam b'Shabbos nit the Torah Yisrael. Klal Yisrael on Shabbos received the teira. When did they receive the teira? On Shabbos Kodesh. Vehein bechina yem simchas liboy. Asher gam king yeshnu b'Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos Kodesh, there's really two aspects. Klal Yisrael received the teira. The Torah was the chasana, the nesuin, and in addition, they also there's a concept of simchas liboy of getting the base of midrash. We say in the Shomru, we say that between us and the Rebbein Shalom, Shabbos is an ois. Kumay mechazal, Knesset Yisrael, Yeh ben zugecha. Knesset Yisrael is your zug, ben zug. That's our partner. Who's our partner? Torah. The Torah, Bereishis Rabba, the Medrash says, the Torah came and said, who's going to be my partner? Klal Yisrael is going to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to work the land. Every day is going to have a partner. Sunday is going to have Friday, Monday, Thursday. Actually, the going gives a whole different husband of what they. But who's Shabbos is not a partner? Who's Shabbos' partner? Klal Yisrael. There's Amr Chazal al Posik, we yom simchaschem elu hashabosais. Before you invite them to the Siva Shalom, the going happens to say that the whole Shabbos, we go through three tefillos of Shabbos. We have Friday night, we have Shabbos day, and we have Shabbos afternoon, when we say Dam Mincha. He says Friday night is the Bechin of Eirusin. That's the Eirusin of the Rebbein Shalom Klal Yisrael. On Shabbos day is the Nesuin. And on by Mincha, Mincha is the Achdus, the Yichud, the concept which comes after Nesuin. The Yichud of the Rebbein Shalom, Alta Echad, the Shimcha Echad, Mikamcha Yisrael, Yechad Baretz, that's Yichud. That's why speaking to God. The whole Shabbos is our connection to the Rebbein Shalom. The East of the Sefer HaKadosh Tiferet Shloim L'Shabbos Chazon. Shebizman Shebeis HaMidosh HaYikayim Moisei Bechinah Shiyom Simchas Libay Kol HaShavua. When the Beis HaMidosh was Kayim, when there was a Beis HaMidosh standing, the entire week was a Bechinah of Simchas Libay. Kol HaShavua was Eichet to have the Beis HaMidosh. Shegam B'Maisei HaChol HaYichud Kod Shebiruchu B'Yisrael HaYidei Beis HaMidosh. There was a Yichud, a oneness of the Rebbein Shalom with Kol Yisrael through the Beis HaMidosh. And on Shabbos there's even a greater level. So the whole week there was already a yichud through the Beis Hamikdash, the Rebbein Shalom and Klal Yisrael. And on Shabbos there was even a greater level. Achas man hagolus la'achar hachurbin. From today's day, since the bechurbin by Hasheni, we're in golus. There's no Beis Hamikdash. Now on Shabbos kodesh is the bechina of the Beis Hamikdash. The Hainu. On Shabbos, during the week, we don't have it. That's what we're missing. It's in Golos. The Shechin is in Golos during the week. But on Shabbos, Kodesh, the Shechin is not in Golos. We have a Simchas Liboy. Yesh Kavayachal Simcha L'mayla Mehayichud Elyon Ben Kutcher B'Yichud Yisrael. It's the greatest level. V'heim Madrege Yosef Gevoyim Me'ashabosu V'man Shabbos Amin Shoyekayim. The level of Shabbos and Madrege of Shabbos now is even greater than it was in the times of Beis HaMikdash. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, 6 days a week, there was a Yichud of Kutcher B'Yichud and Klal Yisrael through the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos was a greater level. Now we're not Zeicher. The Shechin is in Golos. The Shechin is not here. It's in Golos 6 days of the week. On Shabbos it comes back and it's a greater Madrega than it was before. Hayikayim Shabbos HaYichud Tamidi. Mashenkin La'achar HaChorban Shekol Yimoyis HaShuva Eni Yichud Rak Shabbos Kodesh Hayi Simcha G'den Lod. There's a greater Simcha. You know why? He says, because when Klal Yisrael was Zeicher, the 6 days of the week, to have the Yichud Kitcher B'Yichud, and then Shabbos, there was an elevated level, but the whole week they had Simchas Liboy, and Shabbos, they had an elevated level. Now that we're not Zeicher to the Beis HaMikdash, the whole week there's no Shechinah, the Shechinah is in Golos. But come Shabbos Kodesh, we're Zeicher to it again. Ah, that's true Simchas Liboy. That's an even greater level of Simchas Liboy, because you're going from no Simchas Liboy to high Madrega. That's an even greater level of Simchas Liboy. The Zeu Pirish, and that is the Pshat. I have a Hashem, the lovers of Hashem, Hamachakim Bevinyan Ariel, who they yearn for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Pirush. I have a Hashem, the lovers of Hashem, Hashem Bechayimurish Ashu, Hey Mechakim, Mushtoikim of Binyan Ariel. They have a desire, a craving, a yearning for the rebuilding of the base of Midosh. And even more so when we have the 3 weeks of Ben HaMetzarim and the 9 days which we just started. But on Shabbos Kodesh is joyous. Ki Shabbos Kodesh yom simchas liboy. She yesh boyes bechinas hadveikus v'hayichut shehoysa v'beis HaMikdash. There's that concept of the connection, the attachment, and the yichut, the oneness of the Rebbeinu Shlom, right when the Beis HaMikdash was here. And that's the answer. The one who loves and yearns for the building of the base of Midrash, you know what the answer is? On the day of Shabbos, you're going to have that simchas liboy. As if receiving the gift of Hashem's inheritance. Even after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, kedusha is a Shabbos. Yom Hadvekas, Yom the Neshmasa, V'lav Yom the Gufa. It's a day of Neshama. We get a Neshama Yisera. Why do we get a Neshama Yisera? Because we want to outweigh. Normally, a person has a Neshama, he has a Guf. We get two Neshamas. We have a Neshama Yisera, extra Neshama, a separate one, just add on to your Neshama. But the point is to outweigh the Guf, because we're co-cooling Neshama that day. On Shabbos we can reach Madregas of the Vekas to Hashem like Matan Torah. It's known Chazal that Shabbos was given on Shabbos, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And that's why there's no Avelis in Shabbos. I mean, high timer ain't Avelis for Shabbos. That's why there's no Avelis for Shabbos. Ki Shabbos is bechinas kedusha at Beis Hamikdash. Because Shabbos is a bechina of kedusha Beis Hamikdash. We're not going to be in this Abba on the Beis Hamikdash when we have that connection. When we come to Gam Kina Avodah Shabbin Yer Beis Hamikdash ain't a doiches of Shabbos. And the building of the Beis Hamikdash is not doiches of Shabbos. You want to know why? Ki a kedusha shahosha Beis Hamikdash nimshech v'aydeya Shabbos Kodesh. Sheba yuchay. How do we the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash come through the Shabbos Kodesh? So you're not going to take something and take the Shabbos Kodesh and desecrate the Shabbos to have the Beis Hamikdash, because it's not a high madrega. We have the kedusha. If a Shabbos Kodesh was on the day, so why can't you to the tremendous kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash? You should be able to desecrate the Shabbos so you can get this kedusha. But he's saying is, but Shabbos has that kedusha. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were the Madrega of an Arusa. When she's masking to be mekudeshes for the ish, mevatelas daita ritzina. She's mevatel her das and her will, mishavi nafshe kedosha hefker gavei baal, and she makes herself hefker as far as the baal is concerned. Vahabal machnisa loshusay, and the baal takes you into his rishus. Ubechinas zu hayis at shavuos boy higiel ubechinas nesuin hakadosh baruch hu. On shavuos we get to the level of nesuin. By the Chetah Egel, Klal Yisrael lost this tremendous madrega that they got a Matan Torah. The madrega of Nesuin, they lost it. So they lost the Nesuin, but they were left with something. What were they left with? Even after the Chetah Egel, the Klal Yisrael were left with this madrega of Erusin. It was taken away from them with the Chet Egel. He doesn't say it here, but when we say in Shabbos and davening, Yismach Moshe b'matnas cholkoi, Moshe Yismach Moshe b'matnas cholkoi. What's going on over here? So it's brought down many Mefarshim that we know that when Klal Yisrael, when the Klal Yisrael did the Chet Egel, they lost the two crowns, Naaseh and Nishma. There were two crowns, Klal Yisrael, there were 600,000 crowns for Naaseh and 600,000 crowns for Nishma. Klal Yisrael got two crowns, one for Naaseh, one for Nishma. But the Chet Egel, they lost it. They lost it all. And it says they came, that Malchim came and took it all away. Moshe comes and gives it back to us on Shabbos. Shabbos, we receive back those crowns. Kashanibna HaMishkan. When we built the Mishkan, Shubnitna Yisrael B'chenes Nisuin. When the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, Klal Yisrael got back to the level of Nisuin. T'maydam Rav Asuli Midrash Shechamti B'seicham. Shubnit Beis HaMikdash HaYeyichot Kuchubrich Yisrael B'chenes Nisuin. The oneness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael were B'chenes of Nisuin. We understand well now when we say in the Zmiris on Shabbos, I have Hashem hamachakim b'vinyan Ariel, the lovers of Hashem who yearn for the building of the Beis Hamikdash. The Bizman Hagolas Nishu Shuv Rak b'chinas Arusa. We're left with that. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash. We're left with the b'china of an Arusa. Ubiyayim Hashabbos Kodesh Sisu v'Simchu ki mikal matan achliel. Kibiyayim Hashabbos Kodesh Yesh Gam ki b'chinas Nisum b'kush. We're zeicher once again to the kedusha, to the level of nesum with Rabbi Yisrael. My daughter Makaris Avis Maran Neslanim. She yom tovim b'chinas Hamelch Yair Albanov. On the yom tovim, the king, the Rabbi Yisrael is coming to his children. Vilush Avis Koshi b'chinas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mailas Yehudi Elah Lehichal Kula Merkavay. On yom tov, the Rabbi Yisrael comes to us. On Shabbat, the Rabbi Yisrael takes us up to him. That's the nesum. That's the true nesum, a greater level than yom tov. The Gemara says that on Shabbos, the Gershon says, tell Klal Yisrael, tell Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael that I have a great matana, matana gdeli yesh li b'beis kenozai. V'Shabbos Shmo, I have a great, great gift for Klal Yisrael. And Shabbos is what it's called. What is what? Nesiv Shalom, he doesn't say this. But Pashtus. He doesn't say matana. I have a Rebbe Hashem says I have a great matana, and what is it? It's beveis kinozai. He doesn't say he's taking it out. It's in the Rebbe Hashem's vault Shabbos. He's keeping it up there. We go upstairs to Shemayim. We go to the beveis kinozai. We have to go get it. Rebbe Hashem doesn't give it to us. Yom Tov comes down to us. Shabbos we have to go to him. Every morning we put on tefillin. We say the beginning of Yashtichi Leilam. Yashtichi.
You're asking
the Shalmei Seretz.
There, an extra one.
The extra one's going on?
You wanted to stay here.
Okay. Could be. I don't know what we need, exactly what the Neshamas do in the different parts of the Neshamas. Some say there's a Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida. Which one goes where? I can't tell you. You have to go to someone else, maybe to Mikubol and Eretz Yisrael. They can give you more details on exactly what happens over there. We say when you put on tefillin, ve'yastich li l'yoylam. We should be a ve'yastich. What is a ve'yastich? And I will be betrothed you to me forever. Ve'yastich li b'tzedek. Yemesh b'chesed rachamim. What does this mean? We're trying to get him out of the surah. And we say in the morning, we're wrapping on our tefillin on our finger, and we say this pasuk, Nishaya, what are we saying? Shad is that even when we want to get to the Madrega of Nesuin, we have to always remember Ve'erastich l'olam. We want to stay on the Madrega of Erisin. What's the Madrega of an Erisin? Erisin is the courtship. When someone is, you know, when the first, if someone is going to look to get married, he gets engaged to his kala. And then, while between the Erisin and the Nesuin, there's a courtship. Takes her out, he's appearing, he's on his best behavior, they're not married yet, they're not husband and wife yet, they didn't finish, they didn't tie the knot, there's an excitement still. And the Nesuin, after some point in time, you get a little, you know, okay, you're married, that's it, no more dating, no more going out, no more courtship, that's it, you're done, you're Nesuin, that's it, you know, it gets old and stale, Chas v'Shalom. There's that concept of everything we have to keep. We want to get to Nesuin. Nesuin is the ultimate. Even more than that, he says the Yichud, which comes after that. But we want to get to that, Majega. We have to keep that Yisoy, that freshness. You put on your tefillin. Not that I'm putting it on, I put it on every day, it doesn't mean anything. But there's a freshness, there's something exciting. We say in Shabbos davening, Shabbos morning. Appeared. Kail adayin al kol amasim baruchim rabbikol neshama gralev himan dasim usev maisei. I'm not going to touch the whole thing, but I'm going to tell you one little cute thing I heard years ago. I don't remember b'shem who. If you count the words, if you notice, Kail adayin al kol amasim is aleph. Baruchim rabbikol neshama is beis. And it keeps on going through the aleph base till Teferes, Gedulah, Shavim, Mevan, Machai, Zekreya. So you go through the aleph base. A numbers guy. You ready? Kelo doinal kol amasim is how many words? Five. Baruchom avayaf efi kol neshama is how many words?
Five.
The first two, five and five is ten, is connected aseres hadibris. Represents a Torah HaKadosha. Further, God led the two men Malayalam. How many?
Four.
Das is who is saving my side.
Four.
Hamas Goal Chayes HaKodesh. Vinele V'chavir Alam Erkava. Okay, we'll stop over here, go till the end, because we're going to get four until all the way to the last two. So we have 18, the next 18 ICAs. We have two, with this 22 ICAs. So two, there's 18 and there's two. So there's 18 ICAs that have four words in each one. The 18 times 4 is 72. Keneged the Shem Hashem of 72 ICAs. The greatest Madrega of Hashem. And then we go to the last two. Sheva Achnois Nimloi Kol Tzva Moroi. Six. Teferes Ugedula Srofim Vayfanim Vachayis HaKodesh. Six. Six and six is 12. Keneged the Shiftei Kol. We say this fear of Adonai, of Kael Adonai, of Kol HaMasim, of Shabbos. When we have the strongest connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we have the strongest feeling with the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have Taira, the Kutcher Berichu, the Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Taira, the Kutcher Berichu, the Reis of Kahu. We have the Taira, the first two, next is HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. So Taira, HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael, all one. We put it together. We're all one. This is the highest level of Yichud. The Kedusha of Shabbos is tremendous. We don't realize how great it is. Interesting in the piyut that we said, B'yoyim HaShabbos. It doesn't say on Shabbos. B'yoyim HaShabbos. Chaim Vital says, it's quoted in the Chassan Sefer. The Shaila and Tshuva is Chassan Sefer. Chassan Sefer has a question. On Shabbos day, you may have seen signs, you may have heard there's a Kiddusha Rabba. You may Kiddusha Rabba. Now, a lot of times it refers to a Kiddush if they're having potato kugel and sushi. And otherwise, it's called Kiddusha Rabba. If you look in the Siddur, it's called Kiddusha Rabba. So many say the Chassan Sefer is very much doesn't like it. He says they say it's a lashon of saginar, of a joke, you know, like, yeah, it's not the real kiddush you make on Shabbos is Friday night. That's kiddush. This only kiddush is, yeah, it's kiddush, you know, we call it kiddush rabba to give it, to make it as a joke, almost like making fun. And he's very, he doesn't really like that shot at all, and he has a different shot. He quotes Reb Chaim Vital. He brings Raya's in the Pesukim, but he says that Friday night a person makes Kiddush. The Kiddush of Shabbos is not that great yet on Friday night. It's starting to, it becomes, you can help make more Kiddush on the Shabbos. You come home, you make Kiddush, you're creating more Kiddush. By Shabbos day, Kiddush Rabbah, the Kiddush is so great, you no longer can be Machal of the Shabbos. You'll get Misa. If you do this, do not bear that you Machal of Misa, you'll get Misa. But if you look in the Pesukim and Torah and it talks about it, Machal Leha, it doesn't talk about it, but there's no Machal Leha. You cannot desecrate the Shabbos anymore. You can't get into the Kiddush of Shabbos. The Kiddush of Shabbos is so great. The Chassan Sefer says, we call it Kiddush Rabbah because the day already is so much Kiddush. Not because what you're saying is Kiddush Rabbah, it's like carrot. You're being serious. You're saying is this Kiddusha Rabbah, this tremendous Kiddusha. It says in Parshas Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe is called Nasmane Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, Eila Hadrom Mashatziv Hashem Lasa Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu assembled the entire Klal Yisrael. And he told them, these are the things that Hashem commanded them to do. And what does the Torah talk about? Two things. Shabbos and the building of the Mishkan. The question is why specifically by these two things, Shabbos and the Mishkan, did Moshe Rabbeinu have to assemble Klal Yisrael? We don't see this concept of Vayak and Moshe by every mitzvah. Why by these two mitzvahs? It says in the pasuk, the end of Sefer Shemoyis, "Vayasas akir nachoishes eschalin nachoishes v'marais hatzvoches ashetzavu pasach amoyim." And he made the laver of copper and its base of copper from the mirrors of the legions who massed at the entrance of the Amoyim. The kir, what was the kir? The kir was a very large copper basin from which the kehanim were required to wash their hands and feet before performing the avodah. Rashi says that the copper was used for the kir was donated by the women, the nashim. They took the mirrors and the mirrors that they used to beautify themselves. These were the mirrors that are instrumental in the survival of Klal Yisrael. They took those for the kir. The obvious question is what is the significance in using these mirrors? It's fine, you want to say the kedusha because they had in mind for Klal Yisrael, fine. But why specifically for the kir? It says in the Yalkut Shemoni that this is the only place in the Torah where the beginning of the parasha says Vayakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to gather large groups of Klal Yisrael on every Shabbos in the Beis Medrash to teach them the words of the Torah, what they are allowed to do and what they are not allowed to do. In this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name will be praised amongst his children. Shabbos! Every Shabbos! Yeah, it doesn't say for how long, I know we don't want to go for too long, but it doesn't say, but there's a Gayaka every single Shabbos. It says in that Deres Eliyahu, V'chol Isha Chochmas Lev V'yodet Tavui, every wise-hearted woman spun with her hands. At the time that one fulfills a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's being a Kaddish his actions. For one to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shlemis, with completeness, one has to have Kedusha in his thoughts. He has to be Mekadosh his thoughts. The Torah is telling us that when the women performed their mitzvahs for the Mishkan in the most optional form, the optimal form, the highest form they could, with what? Chochmas Lev. They performed it with their hearts in the proper place. They weren't just doing actions without thinking about it. They performed it with the proper thoughts. The Klal Yisrael says, "Kru me'itchem truma l'Hashem." Take from amongst yourself a truma for Hashem. What does it mean, from amongst yourself? There are times that a person does not really want to donate money. Doesn't want to give. He does because of peer pressure or the reason. The Torah is telling them, take from amongst yourself from your own heart. Give of your own free will because you want to fulfill the mitzvah. That's the whole reason why you should be giving. It says in the Hamik Dover, the kiyah was used to prepare the kehanim for kedusha to do that avodah. They washed their hands from the basin. The kiyah was kedusha. By washing their hands and feet, it allowed them to do maisim of kedusha. So too, the nashim bring their husbands and children to a higher level and prepare them for kedusha satayr and avodah. That is why the kiyah was made from the mirrors of the nashim. He's explaining because you want to know how you prepare, and the Noshim's job, they use the mirrors, they prepared for Kedusha in every way possible. The Noshim's job, my Zachu, what are the Noshim, Tzidkanius, what are they going to be Zeicha to Olam Haba? They're going to take their husbands and their children to learn Torah. That's the point. They're preparing for Kedusha. It says in the Kisei David, in the Chidah, why is Torah warn Klal Yisrael to keep Shabbos before stating that void of the Mishnah? The Mishkan was built as a kapar for the Chataygel. When there is no Mishkan in Beis Hamikdash, how can Klal Yisrael attain a kapar? If the whole purpose of the Mishkan, the Mikdash, was as a kapar for the Chataygel, we don't have it now. So what are we supposed to do? A kapar is given through the learning of Torah on Shabbos. As I said in the Chidah. And it says in the Yalkut, he quotes the Yalkut that we quoted before, that Moshe gathered Klal Yisrael to darshan Torah to the public on Shabbos. The Ma'am Shik says, and the Pasuk says, the Hamalacha, Hoysedaya Mukhol Hamalacha Masas Isa Vahoysa. There was enough material to build the Mishkan, the Vahoysa, and there was extra. Was there enough? or what's the action? And it seems to be contradictory. The main actions that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted from Klal Yisrael were for them to show their inner love for the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom was not only looking for their actions, but for their hearts as well. When the Pasuk says there was extra, it is explaining, the Hoiser, it is explaining that because Klal Yisrael were willing to do extra, this proved that they had inner love for the Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore, there was enough. You want to know why there was enough? Because the Hoiser, there was extra. A person's job is to take out the garbage in his house. Is he showing love for his wife? That's his job. No extra. What's enough? When you bring flowers to your wife, you know, if you don't have to bring the flowers, so now you did something extra. That extra is what makes enough. Not like the story where I had a friend that her chassan showed up at the door with a bouquet of flowers before Shabbos and said, "Here you go." And her yeshiva said, "I should give it to you." Very nice, but you lost the whole thing. You have to do it because your yeshiva told you, and you lost the whole point in giving the flowers. That's you have to. That's enough. V'haiser, you have to do extra. If you do extra, that's enough. And the Sivas Al-Tayyar says, why did Moshe gather all of Chayisol together? There are those who have the minhag to say L'shem Yichud before performing mitzvah. L'shem Yichud, Kutcher Brichul, some have the minhag to say it. Every L'shem Yichud has the word B'shem Kol Yisrael. The word B'shem Kol Yisrael is in the L'shem Yichud. What does the entire Kol Yisrael have to do with the mitzvah you're performing? I'm about to do a mitzvah of sitting in a circle. L'shem Yichud, Kutcher Brichul, L'shem Kol Yisrael. What is L'shem Kol Yisrael? I'm doing the mitzvahs, and I don't have the rest of Kol Yisrael here. The name of the Melech says, how can an individual ever perform a mitzvah? It says in Koheles, Ki Odom Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Ashiyasa Toiv Lo Yechlo. There is no man who is completely righteous. After one does an aveira, how can he perform a mitzvah with that very same limb? He did an aveira with that aver. How can he go do a mitzvah now? There's a deficiency in that person that should not allow Kedusha to rest upon that person. The Torah is telling us a big Kiddush. There is something called Kol Yisrael, B'shem Kol Yisrael. V'amech kulam tzadikim. Kol Yisrael are always tzadikim. Kol Yisrael made an egel. How can they attain a kapara for such a grievous sin? The answer is if you make yourself part of Kol Yisrael. The chet egel is performed by individuals. Kol Yisrael are always amech kulam tzadikim. It says in the Shachar Torah, in Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei, the word Vayasu is found 13 times. The gematria of Echad is 13. Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan, Vayasu as a Mishkan, all things of Vayasu, they built the Mishkan with Achus. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klal Yisrael together to teach them about Shabbos and the building of the Mishkan. The primary way to get the closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Achus. By being part of Klal Yisrael, one can attain great levels of Kedusha. If one is doing something wrong, another person can correct him. The Mishkan was the mocking of the Kaddish Baruch who was in this world. The Kehanim had a great privilege. They had the privilege to go perform that void on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But before they got left, what did they do? They washed themselves, their hands and their feet with the water from the Kiyar, which was from the Nashim. The Nashim gave up of themselves. The Kehanim had to realize they were nothing more than a shliach of Klal Yisrael. When we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we're not zeichah to the Beis HaMikdash now. What's our connection? What is our connection? Ayakel Moshe is called Asmei Yisrael. Shabbos Kodesh. We have an opportunity every Shabbos to feel the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. We're not zeichah to it. We have to be machaker that we should be zeichah to have it, like we said, 6 days a week have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the Yichud of the Klal Yisrael with the Rebbeinu Shalom. But we still have the opportunity to take advantage of it and have it on Shabbos. There's a ma'aseh to say over. There was three chassidim, and each one was boasting about how great their Rebbe was. First guy says, "My Rebbe, he was so great. He was once traveling, and there was a terrible snowstorm, and the horse got stuck. And the Rebbe said, Shnayim, Shnayahir, the snow should go here, the snow should go there, and the snow disappeared, and he was able to go." And this guy says, big deal. My Rebbe was traveling, and there was a big band of robbers, and they were about to come and attack the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said that, I don't know how you say robbers in Yiddish, the robbers are here, and they disappeared. And the last guy says, My Rebbe is greater than all of your Rebbes. My Rebbe was traveling, he was walking on Shabbos, and he saw a bag with 10,000 ruble in it. He said, Shabbos Ahim, Shabbos Ahay, he picked up the rubles and he walked. Now, I don't know what other people use this story for, but you want to know why that Maisa was the greatest? I hope it wasn't true, but you want to know why that Maisa? Because the Kedusha of Shabbos is so great. The Ben Ishchai says in the Binyo that a learning of Torah on Shabbos, 1 hour is worth 1,000 hours. I don't know how he comes with the Cheshbon. He says 1 hour is worth 1,000 hours. We should be talking Zeicha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and we should have the connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom 6 days of the week, plus Shabbos Kodesh, and elevated. But until then, we have to be mechakeh for the Beis HaMikdash. But in the interim, we have to take advantage of what we have, a tremendous gift, Matana Gedolah. It's called Shabbos Kodesh, where we can have a direct yichud with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Have a good night.